This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Sales of company stock by executives at Cambridge-based coronavirus vaccine developer Moderna Therapeutics are raising eyebrows. An investigation by NPR has found that the biotech company's executives have sold $90 million worth of Moderna stock since June 1st. As NPR asks in its headline, is this bad optics or something more? To help us with perspective on that, we're joined by Mark Williams, a master lecturer in finance at Boston University. He was a senior trading floor executive and bank examiner for the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and San Francisco. We should say that NPR has said there's no clear evidence indicating that executives sold stock based on confidential internal information. That would be illegal, correct?
That is correct. But these are top executives that are privy to inside information. So for them to come back and say they weren't privy is puzzling.
So, Mark, here's what we know through NPR. Since January, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel has sold approximately $40 million worth of company stock. The president, Stephen Hoge, has sold more than $10 million worth, and Chief Medical Officer Tal Zaks has sold about $60 million. Back in May, Moderna announced positive results from early trials of its coronavirus vaccine. Stock prices jumped on the news, and documents show that executives sold off stock after that announcement. We asked Moderna for an interview with one of its executives. A spokesperson declined that request, but gave us a statement that said executive sales are only made under pre-planned agreements. These are known as 10B51 plans. So here's where we're asking you to put it on your professorial hat. The spokesperson says the dates that these plans were entered into or amended represent open trading windows, meaning the individuals entered into the plans and the company were not in possession of material, non-public information based on an assessment by legal counsel of the facts available at the time. Can you explain that whole response?
Sure. Well, 10B51 filings were set up by the SEC specifically to prevent insider trading. But it's very suspect. Their statement claims that there's no material information provided prior to the sale. But yet they've modified these documents up to one trading day even before selling. So it appears that they're really trying to get around the requirements of the SEC in the spirit and the law of the SEC in these filings.
What does it mean that they modified the agreements, the documents?
Well, in essence, they filed them, and then they would actually modify them by putting in new terms based on, I'm assuming, better information.
It sounds like it's legal to actually change the documents. Is there anything wrong here?
Well, it's legal to change the documents as long as you're not privy to material inside information. But it's hard to imagine that the CEO, the president, the chief medical officer, as well as general counsel weren't privy.
I wonder, separate from the legal question, if company executives sell stock in their product that's in development, in this case the vaccine, does that suggest they don't have confidence in the product itself?
Yeah, that'd be very concerning that here are the executives that are in the middle of understanding the phase one, phase two, phase three trials, but yet they're selling.
And in some cases, they sold after they released good news about the vaccine trials.
Right, several times. Good news was announced, and then they sold stock along the way. You know, clearly this is a company that was successful in part so far because of taxpayer money, $2.5 billion. So this is a public-private partnership. And for these executives to sell out even before it's clear that this product, this vaccine will even work, that seems to be unconscionable.
Well, where does this go from here? What does it take for the Securities and Exchange Commission to launch an investigation?
Well, I think it's going to take, as time goes on, phase three, whether this is successful or not. If the vaccine is successful, then society, shareholders, and the government wins. Executives do, too. If the vaccine is proven not to be effective, then it appears executives have won. Shareholders will be upset, and there will be lawsuits, and the SEC will potentially file something. You know, it's not clear that they have violated anything. However, you know, the company itself was founded 10 years ago, yet it hasn't been profitable. It hasn't even produced a drug yet in the market, and yet executives are already, you know, basically cashing out millions of dollars. So it just seems suspect to me and would be of concern. If I was a shareholder, I'd be very concerned.
Thank you for speaking with us. Mark Williams, Master Lecturer in Finance at Boston University, who specializes in business ethics and fraud prevention. Nice to talk with you.